Shalom Aleichem, everyone. Good morning, Gagotin Chodesh. It's Sunday, Rosh Chodesh Sivan, Tov Shin Pei Vav, Motzei, Shabbos Parshas Bamidbar. Rosh Chodesh Sivan, as we've said many times, and like I bring in my Sefer, 33 days towards Shavuos, was a day of mourning in the city of Worms. The minig, this is brought in Minhagim, the Kak Ramayza, Simen Tzadiches, Siftes, that on Chof Beis Iyar, the day before, the first time Worms was destroyed on Chof Gimel, in the year 1096 in the Crusades, they would change the mappa and the paroiches, the mantle that went on the bima and the paroiches, and they would change it to the Tisha B'Av mantle and paroiches, and they will leave it there. Afilu b'Shabbos, they will leave it there even over Shabbos until Rosh Chodesh Sivan. And on Rosh Chodesh Sivan, they would fast the Tainis Sibur. And then they would go out to the Beis Hakneses, from the Beis Hakneses to the Beis Hakvaris, and they would go to the Kvarim of the Yud Beis Parnesim, the 12 leaders of the community who were killed on that day. Like there is a plaque on the wall in the cemetery in Worms called the Heiligazan, the Holy Sand, Yud Beis Parnesim Tatnu. And the Kabbalah, the Messiah, is that on that wall, the area between the Chavos Yoyer is Kever. And the wall is where the actual Kvarim of those 12 Parnesim are. And the Mishabur even brings this down in Hilchas Rosh Chodesh, Tov Yilches, Anshei Kak Vermaiza, Misanim Rosh Chodesh, Sivon, Alagzeirish, Hoya Boisa Azman, Bishatz Tatnu, Lela V'chamishi, Vormim Slichus V'tachanunim, even though it's Rosh Chodesh, but there was a Tainis. Minhagi Maril also brings this down, V'vermaiza, Misanim Gzeiris, HaParnesim, B'chol Shana, Rosh Chodesh, Sivon, Ad Mincha Gedoyla, Kibay b'yayim nergu parnesim gedoyli hador b'gzeres tatnu shenisharu b'chotzer ha'egmain. They were in the palace courtyard and they were taken from there and they were murdered on that day. So today is a very sad day, although it's Rosh Chodesh, a sad day. But I want to share with you what I shared with my kehila yesterday in Shul. The Shabbos before Shavuos in Ashkenaz. Ashkenaz is Germany, Austria. That neighborhood, so to speak, had a special name to the Shabbos. It was called the Schwarze Shabbos, the Black Shabbos. Why was it called the Black Shabbos? Because this was the Shabbos that they commemorated, what we just referred to on Rosh Chodesh Sivan. Chav Gimel Iyar, Rosh Chodesh Sivan, was the city of Worms, killed out. 3 days later, the city of Magencia, the city of Mainz, like we say in the Slicha, in the Kina, and Tisha B'Av, Valadire Kal Magensa Adura, Bachidesh Hashlishi Bashlishi, the third month, the third day, Achidesh Ashenepach, Liyogin Vitzara, the month that was turned into Yogin, agony and trouble. So it was called the Schwarze Shabbos, like we just mentioned in the city of Worms. They had the black, the Paroiches of Tisha B'Av, the Mappa of Tisha B'Av. The Chasam Sofer in the Tshuva writes, "Ubeprat Bartzah Ashkenaz Shemachmirim b'Shabbos lifnei Shavuos k'may Shabbos lifnei Tisha B'Av." They're machmir the Shabbos before Shavuos, like the Shabbos before Tisha B'Av. And as we said many times, we know the Tefillah of Avarachamim that we say on Shabbos before Ashrei was composed for those Kedoshim in 1096 in the Crusades, Tatnu. We say this every Shabbos. In many communities in Poland, they used to say it only during Svira, because this was the time of those Gezeris. But in Ashkenaz, the minig was, you only say Avarachamim twice a year. The Shabbos before Shavuos and the Shabbos before Tisha B'Av. Those are the only two times a year on Shvartze Shabbos. That's when you say Avarachamim. And that's what the Chasam Sofer means. They're machmir b'Shabbos lifnei Shavuos, k'may Shabbos lifnei Tisha B'Av. I have a printout from one of the old Siddurim, and it says, Uveroiv kilos Ashkenaz ein yom reseikim b'shabbos shnei shvuos v'shabbos shifnei tisha b'av, because this was the time of the gezeiros, a very sad Shabbos, the Black Shabbos, and yet it's the Shabbos right before Shavuos, the Shabbos that we look forward towards Kabbalas HaTorah, the Simcha for Klal Yisrael, the Shabbos where I saw that there may have been a minig Shabbos Mevorchim Rish Chodesh Sivan, the Yichad Sheyu that you sing. Or you say or sing by Rish Chodesh benching was in a Shavuos Nigin. There was a special Shavuos Nigin they used to use. So on one hand, as we spoke last week, on one hand, it's a very dark Shabbos, a black Shabbos, an Avelus Dika Shabbos, Avarachamim. On the other hand, it's a preparation for Kabbalah Satira. How again do we use this Shabbos as a springboard for us to come to Kabbalah Satira? So I want to share with you some words of Reb Shamshon Rafael Hirsch, Zichrono Livracha, in the Sefer B'Magle Shana, where he talks about Sfiras HaOmer, is a number of pieces of Sfiras HaOmer, and he has three pieces dedicated to Zecher LeKarbonos Masei Atzlav, Zecher to the Karbonos of the Crusades of this time. And in the first piece on Sfiras HaOmer, he begins as follows, to put things into perspective. He says, at this time we're gathering in Shul, and we're counting B'Shalva, at peace, tranquility, the days and the weeks towards Chag HaShavuos. He says, but we can't forget our history. How many times did our forefathers begin to count Sfiras HaOmer? And they would raise their eyes heavenward and wonder, will we merit to finish counting Sfiras HaOmer? How many times did they count Sfiras HaOmer when outside the murderers were already out there screaming, ready with a torch to throw into the shul, to ignite it on fire, to choke the chazin, al sidra atvila, to expel the kol kehila from its homes, laharoi gulabe ligzo velisraif. How many times did they count Svira under these terrible circumstances? And Afal Pikein, he says, our forefathers, they counted Mehochel Chermesh Bakama, like the Torah says, from the time that you cut down the standing grain until Matan Torah. Our forefathers, he says, they brought their Imrim, their grain, their Rechush, their money, their homes, their lives. They were Makriv Lemana Torah. They would see how all of their oimrim, of their grain, their stalks, their property, would go up in fire. And yet, with all of this, they would still turn their eyes heavenward, with nothing left, with a bleak and dreary future. And they would say to the Rabbeinu Shalom, full of hope, Yei Ratzon, She'yibaneh Beis HaMikdash v'mehera v'yameinu, v'sein chalkeinu b'seirasecha. Let's not forget our history, says Rav Hirsch, especially in this tkufa. And he continues in the pieces that he talks about the Crusades. And he begins and he talks about what it means to live in a ghetto, what the ghetto Jew was. The ghetto was actually very good for Klal Yisrael. It was Hashkochas Hashem that we were protected physically from the world around us, the savages around us. And at the same time, it was a line of demarcation between the lack of civility, the lack of civilization outside, in the outside world, who were just animals, plunderers. And who was in the ghetto? Bnei Adam, people, Klal Yisrael, the Am Kodesh. There was a mechitza between the two of them. And it wasn't easy, he says, to be mechanech, children in those days, to be mechanech them properly. You had to raise them to be yidden, who are ready to live a life of suffering, live a life that they don't have any rights under the law. In Adaraba, the world outside has a right to do what they want to them. and prepare them for the day that they might be called on to give up their lives al Kiddush Hashem. And when that great test came, Hamivchon HaGodol VaHamacharid, that's scary. Great test came when the Crusaders came, and in one hand they had the cross, and in this cross they promised that if you accept it, you'll have all Tanuga Elamazel, the pleasures of this world. You'll have all the covet, all the honor, all the glory. And if not, on the other hand, they have a sword dripping with blood. A sword dripping with all of the tortures, Rahmana Litzlan, that they did. With the fires that they burnt. This was the test that was given to the Jews at that time. Hisgabru Aviz V'Abonim, when that test came, both fathers and sons, Mizokin V'Adnar, from elder to youngster, Taf V'Noshim, children and women, they were Mizgaber, they got up like lions, V'Izazru Oiz V'Oimetz, and they chose to give up their lives al Kiddush Hashem, as Yehudim Ne'amonim. These were the Giborim Karayas. Minishorim Kalu, as we say in the Avarachamim. They were swifter and lighter than the eagles. Umearoyois Goveru. And they were stronger than the lions. To do what? Lasois Ritzoin Koinam Vechefet Suram. Says Rav Hirsch, these words are the key to it all. They knew what the Rebbeinu Shel Olam wanted. They knew Ritzoin Koinam Vechefet Suram. They knew what's emes in this world. They knew what the Rebbeinu Shel Olam wants from them in this world. And that yediyah, that knowledge, that they understood what is the Ratzon of Hashem, what is the Chefetz of Tzuram, that gave them the ability to be Kal Kanesher, the Gibor Koari, stronger than the lion, not just Koari, Ma'aroyus Kaveru, not just swift like an eagle, more than an eagle. They knew the Rebbeinu Shel Olam, and that gave them the Koyach. Because their Yiras Hashem, says Rav Hirsch, was not min asof alechutz, it wasn't only external. Vatayre loyhoise beinam dvar mam yushin shekvar over alav hakala. This Torah was not in their eyes something old and outdated. This was something real and alive. Every fiber of their being recognized the emes of Torah, the emes of the Rebbeinu Shel Olam. And therefore they were able to fly Kal Kanesher. Lemaila Mikolat Lois Agashmiais. They were able to soar up above and all of the physical calamities. To where? Elo Eloy Vaniskov, up to the heights, into the highest levels of Shamayim and Gan Eden. And even Beitsuma Shalashbala, when they were in the tenseness and the depth of being downtrodden and being lowered to the ground, they went with Rigshei Oysher V'Simchas Halev. How lucky and fortunate, and how happy they were. Because they lived, says Rav Hirsch, with the dictum of Chazal, of Mutav Lili Kari Shaita Kol Yomai V'Loi Lasei Shoachas Rosh Livnei Amokam. It's better to be a fool my whole life, and not to be a Rosh for a moment in front of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Maimer Zeho Yaner L'Ragleim. That's how they lived. And they never strayed from that, even when it came time for death. And Baruch Yolohem, he writes, it was clear to them that anyone who's fighting against Klal Yisrael is fighting against the Malchus of the Rebbeinu Shel Olam in this world. And therefore they knew that there's no way that anyone could truly be victorious over Klal Yisrael, because he can't be victorious over the Rebbeinu Shel Olam. And therefore, even if we're going to be slaughtered and burnt, and all of our rechush, all of their rechush is going to be stolen, and they're going to be killed, and they're going to be expelled from their homes, and it looks like they lost, Klal Yisrael lost, they are actually the victors. Asher Yodam Al Elyono. Actually, those burning fires were actually flags of victory, because they didn't give anything up, and they were victorious. To the world at large, it may look like they lost, because they were burnt and they were killed and they don't exist anymore. But in the world of the Rebbeinu Shel Olam, the Am HaNivchar chose to stay steadfast to the Rebbeinu Shel Olam v'Torasoi, to keep the Malchus Shamayim, and as we said last week from Rabbi Chanan, to be Mekadesh Shem Shamayim. That's true victory for Malchus Shamayim. Because we don't live for this world. We live for a higher purpose, for the next world, for the Rabbi Nishom's world. This world is transient. This world, me'achel chermesh ba'kama, they were makriv that, to come to a matan Torah. Says Rav Hirsch, these were our forefathers, and we, their grandchildren and great-grandchildren, their descendants, what are we supposed to be learning from our forefathers? He says we're supposed to go and prostrate ourselves on their kvarim, ki'ilu, go to their kvarim, and learn from them, those kvarim, that say on them, anehavim v'nemim mechayeyem, uvemoysim le'nifradu, minisharam kalu, ma'areis kaveiru la'aseis v'tzayn kainam, v'cheifet suram. What do we learn from these kedoshim? What do we learn from the kvarim? We learn what it means to be a true yid. That's what they taught us. What is a yid? A yid is not just external actions. A yid is living Yiddishkeit, feeling Yiddishkeit, every fiber of our being. Torah, Malchus Shamayim. That's Emes Yid. And therefore, when the test comes, if there's anything in this world giving up that we should give up Yiddishkeit for, there's nothing. We give it all up. For what? For the Emes of Torah. They taught us how to be Yidden. They taught us how to be Mechanech, our children, to be Yidden, to prepare them for Kiddush Hashem. They passed that test. And they were the victors. Although to the world at large, it looks like they were the losers. But they were the victors. And we propped them up as the victors, as our heroes, who taught us what an Emes Yid is, how to live like a Yid, and how to die like a Yid. And he continues, Rav Hirsch, and he says, as we prepare for Matan Torah, we have to remember that once Klal Yisrael left Eretz Yisrael, we didn't have a land. We lost our independence. The only thing we have left, the only thing that we have, that we own, is the Torah itself. Is the Torah itself. And every year he says, Noisav Zoyar Chodosh LeKesser HaTorah, another shine has been added to the Keser HaTorah. And Klal Yisrael comes, and we are mechazik ourselves. And we recognize that whatever comes our way, Oitzram HaYechidi B'chaim, there's only one thing that it should be precious to us in life, the most precious thing. Kol Tzarav Itzlosh and Imsalahem, every pain, every calamity, Rachmona Litzlan, Marshal Zahapitan, that comes to Klal Yisrael, Lohem Nochama B'Torah, we find comfort in the Torah. Kol Simcha Chadosha, Shekarna B'Ziv Shal Mitzvah, any new aspect of a mitzvah, chizuk in a mitzvah, brings us a new simcha. Kol nisayon chadash amdu by Yisrael b'meshach toldos, of any new test that Klal Yisrael stood and was tested with throughout our history. Hidgishu b'yeser se'es es hamercha v'aniskov, is where we see clearly the difference between neches hanitzchi, what we have that's eternal, the Torah HaKadoshah, the mitzvahs, the Amun and the Rebbeinu Shel Olam, and the Nechasim HaGashmiyim and the physical things that we have, Sha'ovdu, that were lost. That's what Kabbalah HaTorah teaches us. Kabbalah HaTorah is the time when Klal Yisrael recognizes, who we are as a Klal Yisrael, and what we were zeicha to. And that's what happens on Shavuos, when Klal Yisrael renews their commitment to Na'aseh V'Nishma. We renew our Na'aseh V'Nishma b'simcha, ha'kol moedim de'va'atzeres bina nami lochem. We need lochem, we have to celebrate to show how happy we are. As the ages go by, and we go through our history, says Rav Hirsch, every year, midei shana noisav zoyer chadosh lekeser haTorah, with every trial and tribulation that's brought about in our galus, the Torah only shines more. Our appreciation of the Torah has to shine even more. And that is why Shvartze Shabbos is the Akdama on the preparation to Yontif of Shavuos. Because we Mekabalus HaTorah is the recognition of what it means to be a Yid with Torah. It's not just going through the motions. It's living it. It's feeling it. It's when we're tested. Like Rachmana Litzlan, those Yidin were tested. If they're willing to give up everything for the Rabbeinu Shel Olam and emerge victorious in this fight that there was coming an attack on Malchus Shamayim. The attack on them was attack on Malchus Shamayim. Are they going to emerge victorious? They were killed, they were burnt, they killed themselves even, so as not to fall to the Goyim. That was victory. And that showed us what it means to be a Yid. How strong a Jew could be. How clear his recognition of what's important in this world could be. How nothing Gashmius is important. It could all be here today and be gone tomorrow. But our Amunah and the Torah, that's Nitzchi. And through those trials and tribulations, Lulei Seiroscha Shashuai, it's the Torah that gives us strength. It's our Amunah that gives us strength. It's the Nasev and Nishma that gives us the strength. It's the mitzvahs that give us the Simcha in a dark world, in a world full of trial and tribulation, of tragedy, of hardships, of challenges. It's the Torah that gives us the Koyach to keep on going. So we look at a Shvartze Shabbos, a black and dark Shabbos, where we mourn the terrible tragedies of Tatnu. But what do we learn from them, says Rav Hirsch? When we go to their Kvarim, when we recognize who they were, what do we learn from them? Ketzal Liyos Yehudi, what it means to live like a Yid, to be a Yid with every fiber of one's being. Now that you see what a Yid is, now you see what a Yid could do, Minisharm Kalu, Umaris Gaveru, Lasis Ritzain, Koinam Vechevet Tzuram. That's a Yid. What does the Rabbeinu Shalom want from me? I have to know it clearly. I have to feel clearly. It has to be instinctive. That this is the Ratzon of Hashem, and then I could be Kal Kanesher, Gibor Ko Ari, even more than the Ari, and more than the Nesher. And then I could come to a Shavuos, and be Mekabalus HaTorah, and recognize, Lulei Seiroscha Shashuai Nasev and Nishma, if not for this Torah that we had, we'd be nothing, there'd be nothing left of a Klal Yisrael. This is who we are. The Torah teaches us to rise above the physical world that we're in, the challenges of the world, the fleeting world that we're in, and recognize that there's a Rabbeinu Shalom v'Teirasai. Recognize what it means to be an Emes Yid. And that's how this past Shabbos, and today Rosh Chodesh Sivan, exactly 930 years ago today, Rosh Chodesh Sivan, those Kedoshim in words, those Yud Beis Parnesim, and in 3 days, the Ir Magensia, the cities of Shum, destroyed, and many other cities of Ashkenaz as well. So much suffering that Klal Yisrael suffered in those times. But what do we learn from it? We learn how strong they were, how clear it was to them, what it meant to be a Yid. Yes, they had to be mechanech their children that way. They had to be mechanech the Anoshim, Noshim, Betaf. They had to live that way. So when that test was presented to them, they passed with flying colors. Baruch Hashem, the Baruch Hashem are upbeat, and we should never have such a test. But we have our own nisyonos that come our way. We have to draw strength from those kedoshim of the kedoshei tatnu. Recognize what does it mean to be a Yid with every fiber of my being, living it, knowing it. And then we'll come to a Kabbalah Satira anu. Noisav Zayar Chodosh, the Keser Atera will bring a new shine to the Keser Atera. And Bez Hashem, with that, will be Mekabalah Satira. We'll be able to say to the Rabbeinu Shel Olam, look at your Klal Yisrael, after all these years, we still come besimcha to a Shavuos with a Nasev and Nishma. Give us the Kayach to live like Emes Yidin. And Bez Hashem, we should be Zayche. Tichla Shana Vikil Leitzel. Tachal Shana Birchaisel, we should be Zeicha then to see the greatest Kiddushim Shamayim. And that's going to be when the whole world is going to recognize Malchus Shamayim, the Nitzchias of Malchus Shamayim, the Nitzachain of Malchus Shamayim, the Viaskoel Tzedek, Imheira Viamenu, Amen. Kaltov, everyone. Aguten Chaydish.